This is Jacob, and we're heading down Gilead Lane.
Will you try a bite of this?
Are you crazy?
You look like you've been eating grass.
Why would I want to goop up my face?
You always have to put the cover on a blender before starting it up.
No, you don't.
Class, we have a new assignment. This project is called Who Am I? And you'll be using the magazines cascading from the piles in the centers of each of your tables.
Can we bring in our own magazines too?
If you'd kindly let me explain the assignment first, Jessica. You see, you'll each have your very own poster board to fill in with a collage of pictures taken from these magazines or any magazines you might bring in from home. Today, we'll just use these to get started. What you need to do is find pictures and words that you think describe you. Wonderful you. Go ahead and get started.
Hand me the teen zone, Jess. I love that one.
Did you see the issue from last month, the one with the fashion do's and don'ts list?
No. Do you have it at home?
No, but you do, don't you, Jenny?
Yeah, I'll bring it in tomorrow. Hey, look at this article. How to lose 27 pounds in 7 hours.
Is that possible?
Let me see that. Eat only raw peas and broccoli stems? Yuck.
Hey, if it works.
I guess.
Pass me that magazine. The one with the creepy house on the front.
Here. This reminds me of that house at the end of your street, Haley. Didn't that crazy lady move in there a couple weeks ago?
I think so. I saw a moving van in the driveway a while ago, but I haven't been down there in like forever.
I don't blame you. The end of Gilead Lane freaks me out as it is, even without the crazy lady.
My mom and dad say she's blind, but they don't know if she's crazy.
Well, Maya Richter says she's nuts and that we should all stay away.
Yeah, Haley, and she's in fifth grade. She knows stuff like that.
Whatever. Oh, here's a picture I can use.
A girl putting on her lipstick? Haley, you're not even allowed to wear makeup.
Well, I would if I could, though. And besides, I'm gonna talk to my mom and dad about that anyway.
Good luck. Hey, I just got the new Lip Shine Variety Pack.
Cool.
Why don't you take this one home with you? The color would look great with that new shirt you wore yesterday.
Thanks, Jess. I didn't even think they made this color for lips.
They make just about any color. She gave me the purple one.
Cool. And purple looks so good on you. Look at this girl. I'd give anything to have clothes like that model. I wonder where she shops.
Haley, what are you doing?
Just trying this new color on. Do you like it?
Mom and Dad will never let you wear that.
Once they see it on me, they might like it.
Because that bright green looks like your natural lip color? I don't think so.
Do you think I should try the sparkly blue? Jessica has that color too.
I'm a freshman, and I don't even wear makeup yet. Why do you think they'd let a fourth grader wear lipstick?
You don't even want to wear makeup. If you did, I bet they'd let you.
Doubtful.
But maybe if you asked, they'd let me wear it too.
Why would I want to goop up my face?
Why can't you be normal?
Define normal.
What do you have against makeup?
Honestly, I just think it's a waste of time. It's true, there are some girls on my team that wear makeup and look nice.
See?
But they're way older than you are. And as far as me not wearing any, I just don't like it. So why would I want to go through the trouble?
You're so weird. Couldn't you at least ask for me? I would look so good in makeup.
You look fine just the way you are.
You're only saying that because you're my sister.
No, I'm not. Why do you care so much about how you look, Haley?
I don't. Hey, do you have any magazines I can take to school for my art project?
I have some back issues of Running for Life and Athletes with Attitude.
No, I mean real magazines, not ones filled with pictures of sweaty people.
Sorry, can't help you there.
I didn't think so. Hey, Brooke, do you think I need to lose weight?
Are you kidding? You're a stick.
But look at all the girls I cut out so far. I want to look like that.
Don't you dare start thinking like that. You're perfect the way God made you. I'm so tired of hearing girls talk about losing weight. Christy just had to start seeing a counselor because of magazines like Teen Zone.
Okay, okay, and I'm not... you don't have to get mad at me.
Sorry.
Who's Christy anyway?
A girl on my cross-country team. And she might have anorexia. Why are girls so obsessed with losing weight?
I'm not obsessed.
But this is how it starts, Haley.
I just think it would be nice to be skinnier, that's all.
You are skinny!
I don't want to talk about this with you. I'm gonna go see if Mom has any magazines I can take to school tomorrow. Hey, Mom, do you have any old magazines I can take to school tomorrow?
What is on your mouth?
My new lipstick. Isn't it pretty?
Honey, it's green. You look like you've been eating grass.
Mom.
And lipstick is not allowed. Now, you know that.
But I just thought
that... Hey, what's all this about?
Look at your daughter's lips and you'll know.
What? Aw, Haley, you look sick.
Dad, it's lip shine.
Ah, well, you know the rules. Where'd you get that anyway? I mean, I know it can't be Brooks.
Jessica gave it to me today. It's called Lip Shine. She has blue and yellow and red.
Wow, a rainbow. And you can give the green right back to her.
But Mom, all the girls are wearing it. Jessica and Jenny even have eyeshadow to go with their lip shine. It's like chapstick.
Oh, well, I'll tell you what. We'll buy you your very own chapstick and then you'll be all set.
If you would just look through even one magazine or look at the girls in my class, you'd see everyone wearing it.
Hey, first of all, that's enough, kiddo. We said no, and that's final. Secondly, when have we ever let you kids do something just because everyone else was doing it?
I don't know.
Dad's right. That argument's never worked. And I've heard enough about Jenny and Jessica at school. You three are way too concerned about your looks.
No, we're not. We just like to be in style.
Hey, don't argue with your mother, please.
Sorry, but they are nice girls.
I'm sure they're nice. I just want you to be careful about where you're placing your values, all right?
Yeah.
Now, go and wipe off that lipstick, please, and finish your homework.
Haley, what are you going to find in there that describes you? A cactus or a begonia?
Well, Jess, it was either this one or the cooking magazine. And I didn't think I'd find anything in the cooking one because of our new diet.
Oh, good thinking. Here, you can use these. They're back issues, but at least it's teen zone, and I'm sure you'll find more in here than in your garden one.
Thanks, Jenny.
How come you're not wearing your green lip shine, Haley?
Oh, I forgot. I have to give that back to you.
Why? It looks so good on you.
I know, but my mom said no. We're not allowed to wear makeup until high school. At least I think I'll be able to wear it in high school.
Oh, you poor thing.
Well, you could probably still look cute, like if you get your hair cut and if you keep shopping at the Peak. They always have the latest stuff.
Yeah, and you usually look pretty good, even though you can't wear lip shine.
You guys really think so?
Yeah. Sure.
You're the greatest.
Haley, can't you look through that stuff over on the table? I need more space for my ingredients.
No, I like working at the counter. I wish Mom had more than these cooking and gardening catalogs.
Well, at least move your stuff over. Oh, and if you find any articles on cake making, give them to me. I need all the help I can get.
Why are you doing this?
My domestic engineering class. I want to get extra practice in.
You're such an overachiever. I think the cake would taste better if you left out the eggshells.
Very funny. How does Mom crack open eggs without getting the shells in?
Well, first off, I don't think she sticks her thumb right through the middle like that.
Will you try a bite of this before I put it in the blender?
Are you crazy?
Come on. It's double chocolate Swiss cake.
Sounds yummy, but I'm on a diet.
Oh, what?
A diet. Hi, Mom.
Oh, hi, sweetheart. Oh, Justin, honey, that's salt, not sugar.
Oh, whoops. Thanks, Mom.
Anyway, the article says I'll lose 27 pounds in 7 hours.
If you lost 27 pounds, you'd fit right inside that magazine.
Brooke told me you were talking about losing weight last night. I hoped she was wrong.
It's just a little diet. No big deal. Brooke was overreacting.
Well, Dad and I were hoping the three of us could talk after dinner tonight. Is your homework done?
I don't have anything besides this collage. What do you want to talk to me about?
Your preoccupation with your looks and fitting in.
Mom!
Don't mom me. If you can't stop obsessing over this stuff, you won't be allowed to spend time with these new friends of yours.
My new friends are fine. This is all Brooke's fault. Are you going to start talking about eating disorders too?
Now don't get smart. Brooke just loves you, and she's worried about you.
I don't have anachondria, Mom.
Anorexia. And we'll talk about it tonight. Now, Brooke didn't need to get so extreme, but she's scared of what could happen if you don't get your priorities straight. Justin, don't push start.
Oh.
You always have to put the cover on a blender before starting it up.
Now you tell me.
Let's get this cleaned up.
I'm going for a walk, Mom.
Don't go too far.
I don't see what the big deal is. Just because I want to look good. And why not dress like the models? There must be a reason why they take pictures of them. And what's wrong with being popular? Whoa, big dog. Hi there, nice puppy. Good doggy.
Finn, heel.
Hi, big doggy got there.
His name's Finn McCool.
Why does he need that harness? Is he safe?
Well, the harness is more for me than for him.
Oh, is he one of those seeing eye dogs?
Mm-hmm, he sure is.
Then you must be Crazy Grace. I mean, Lazy Grace or Daisy Grace.
That's all right. Yes, I am the famous Crazy Grace. However, I really prefer to go by Grace Andrews. Do you have a name?
Haley. Haley Morrison. I'm sorry I called you that. It's just that...
I'm not what you expected, right?
Well, no. I mean, you don't look crazy at all. And I sure didn't think you'd be so pretty, the way kids talk about you.
Well, thank you, I think.
And I didn't think blind people could just walk around the streets like you're doing.
Well, technically we're not on the street. I believe you wandered onto my property, Miss Morrison.
Yeah, I guess you're right. I wasn't paying attention.
Too busy talking to yourself?
Did you hear everything I was saying?
Well, I heard enough. Oh, and by the way, blind people can walk around just as easily as sighted people. We just have to use our other senses in order to see.
And I bet your dog helps, huh?
Yes, Finn does help. We were just taking our daily walk around the property, and he's getting used to his new home, and I'm remembering what this place looks like.
When did you move in?
Oh, a few weeks ago. I had a sighted friend drive me out from New York to help me get settled and familiar with the place. She just went back east.
Do you ever get scared living all alone? I mean, because you can't see and everything.
Well, to tell you the truth, it's been 30 years, and I guess I don't think about it much anymore.
Am I asking too many questions? Because sometimes my mom says that I'm rude because I talk so much. And I haven't hurt your feelings or anything, have I?
No, not at all. You can ask me as many questions as you like, as long as I can ask you questions, too.
Sure.
I bet you've never known a blind person before.
Nope.
And I bet we have more in common than you think.
Yeah, well... My middle name is Grace. That's something, isn't it? You know, your first name's Grace, and that's my middle name. And do you spell it G-R-A-C-E?
Mm-hmm.
Me too! And we both live on Gilead Lane, right?
Yep. You live right on the corner, don't you?
Yeah. How'd you know that?
Well, that's not all I know. Let's see. You have 4 brothers and sisters. Your father's a judge. Your mother used to be a teacher before she had all you kids. And your baby brother, Timmy, has recently made friends with Mr. Key.
Yeah. Are you a mind reader?
No, but Mr. Key is an old friend of mine, and he's told me all about the only other family on our street, and that's you guys.
Mr. Key's so old. How do you know him?
Well, it was when I was a very little girl. He and Mrs. Key were friends of my parents.
I bet they were a lot older than your parents, too, huh?
Yes, they were older.
And you haven't seen him since your parents died in that car wreck?
I saw him about 15 years ago when I came home to visit. But that is a story for another day. The question is, why were you crying when Finn found you?
Hey, how did you know I was crying?
Well, like I said, blind people have other ways of seeing.
Oh.
And you were sniffling when we snuck up on you.
Oh, well, it's kind of a long story.
Good. That's my favorite kind. Now, my guess is that it has something to do with being popular.
Are you sure you don't read minds?
I'm positive. You were talking to yourself, remember?
Oh, yeah. Well, I guess I have to start with my art assignment if I'm gonna tell you the whole thing.
Mom, the cake's been in the oven for a half hour. How come it's not baking?
Well, sweetheart, you have to turn the oven on in order for anything to happen.
How come I can't do a simple thing like baking? How do you do it every day, Mom?
Oh, I've had my share of kitchen disasters. Now, you need to just think of this as a science experiment. You're an ace at science.
What smells so good?
You really think it smells good in here?
See, this batter's turning out all right.
Are you making dessert for us tonight, Justin?
If everyone's brave enough to eat it.
I doubt Haley will eat it. But it has nothing to do with bravery.
Brooke, you need to calm down about this.
But Mom, this is serious. What if she gets carried away?
We won't let her. And Dad and I have already talked about what we're going to say to Haley. She'll be okay.
But what about Christy? How do you know her parents didn't try talking to her?
Well, we don't know that. But Christy is sick, honey. And she is getting help. But Haley's not that far along. And you might scare her with all that talk.
Maybe she needs to be scared.
You're going to have to trust me on this. We're glad that you're concerned, Brooke, but let's not jump to any conclusions, okay?
Fine. Where is she anyway?
She just went for a walk. Hopefully she'll think through some of this on her own. Justin, what are you doing?
I thought I'd make brown ham and cheese crackers for an appetizer.
Ham and crackers don't go in water.
Yeah, it says right here. Boil the crackers and ham before topping with cheese.
No, it says broil them, and that's an entirely different thing.
Oh.
Hi, Brooke. Hey, can we talk a minute?
Oh, hi, Dad. When did you get home?
Just a little while ago. So, do you have a minute?
Sure. Let me clear some of Justin's mess off the counter first.
Yeah, what, did something blow up in here?
A couple of things, actually. Huh. Justin's practicing for his cooking class.
Oh.
This is his third attempt.
Well, we'll stay in here just to make sure it doesn't burn.
Something wrong, Dad?
Yeah, Mom and I were just talking about Christy.
From my team?
Mm-hmm. Yeah, we're kind of worried about you.
About me?
Yeah, we're afraid that we might have belittled the way you're feeling about Christy. Mom told me that earlier this afternoon, she asked you not to jump the gun with Haley concerning eating disorders.
Yeah.
Yeah, well, the thing is, Brooke, Mom and I are really thankful you're aware that there can be problems. And we're grateful that you're worried about Haley. But we've thought through this, and your sister isn't wrestling with that yet.
How do you know, Dad? Have you ever known anyone with anorexia or bulimia?
Yes. But before I tell you about her, you have to hear me on this, all right? Haley's going to be fine. She has to get her focus back on God and off of the in crowd, but she doesn't have an eating disorder, and we have to be careful with how we label people, okay?
Okay.
Okay.
So, who was the girl you knew?
Well, it's a very sad story. And the only reason I'm telling you is to show you that I know there are real problems out there, and that eating disorders can't be ignored. Are you ready to hear this?
Yeah, I think so.
All right. A girl came through our court a couple of years ago, before I was a judge. She had to be taken out of her home for, well, reasons we won't go into, and she was put into a foster home with three other girls. It didn't take long for her foster parents to discover she had anorexia, and they tried to get her into treatment for it.
Just like Christy's parents.
Yeah, but the difference is that she wouldn't admit she had a problem. As far as I know, Christy knows she's sick. But they ended up having to hospitalize this young girl. And Brooke, she was only 15.
What happened to her, Dad?
A couple of months ago, she died of a heart attack.
What?
Honey, I said it was a sad story. There aren't always happy endings, and that's why we can't take these things lightly.
I guess not.
No, and what I'm trying to tell you, honey, is that this is a serious problem in our world today, and we can't ignore it. I mean, anorexia can damage most of our organ systems. It can cause anemia, heart failure, kidney dysfunctions. I mean, the list goes on.
It's just so sick, Dad.
I know it is. I know it is. And people who suffer from eating disorders need to get help. And we should keep our eyes open. You're at an age where you're going to notice these kinds of things even more, especially now that you're at the high school. And you know you can always talk to Mom and me, right?
Yeah, I know.
But while we should be aware, we need to be careful not to label people too quickly.
Like I did with Haley?
Yeah, right. Anorexia and bulimia are real diseases, but we can't say someone has one or the other just because they're preoccupied with their appearance.
I hear you.
Ah, good. What is that smell?
I don't know. Oh, the cake! Justin!
Oh, yuck. This is going to take forever to clean up.
Oh, what did he do? Use yeast in the cake? It's everywhere.
No.
And then Brooke started talking about arachnophobia or something like that, and she just lost me.
It sounds to me like your sister really loves you.
I know she does, but she didn't have to get so upset about me wanting to lose a teeny bit of weight.
Can I ask you a question, Haley?
Sure.
Do you know who God is?
Sure I do. I became a Christian ages ago. I was at Vacation Bible School when I was 7, 2 years ago, right before I started second grade. I prayed with my teacher, which was funny for my parents because all my other brothers and sisters prayed with my mom and dad. But I just thought it was so cool that Jesus actually comes inside you when you ask him to. And when the teacher told us that, I just had to do it right there.
It's a pretty amazing gift, isn't it?
Yeah. Are you a Christian too?
I am. I prayed with my mom right there on that porch swing up at the house.
I love porch swings. That's another thing we have in common, isn't it? How old were you?
Well,
were your mom and dad Christians? Well, Did you go to church too?
Yes. Well, so many questions. One at a time. Let's see. I was about 5 years old, and my mom told me what it meant to be a Christian. We spent many hours on that swing. My mom, Virginia was her name, didn't have me until she was 27, and she was very excited to be a mom. You know, she spent her days making my life a dream, always telling me stories and playing games with me.
You still miss her?
I sure do. I miss both my parents, even though it's been 30 years. But I'll tell you what, I know they're in a much better place than we are. They both knew God, and I know they're with Him.
Yeah. So why did you ask me if I knew God?
Well, because I wonder if you ever think about what He thinks of you.
Of course I do.
Well, what do you think?
He probably thinks that I'm an okay kid. I mean, I try hard at the stuff I do, and I try to love people and do good stuff.
Don't you ever think he might think less of you because, well, you know, you really aren't wearing the latest style?
What?
Or maybe he thinks you'd be a better person if you were at least wearing lipstick.
Grace, what are you talking about?
But I bet he thinks most about what you look like, how your hair's done, if your shirt matches your socks, if you have on a pretty necklace. And I'm sure he wants you to have as many friends as possible to be the most well-liked girl in Coleraine, right?
I thought you said you were a Christian. Don't you know that God doesn't care about those things? He loves us just the way we are, Grace. He wouldn't care if my clothes were 10 years old, or if I had no hair at all, or if I had no friends at all, or if... Why are you smiling?
Are you listening to yourself?
You tricked me.
But you know the answer, don't you?
Yeah, but what's wrong with wanting to look good?
Well, there's nothing wrong with it. In fact, I think we should always represent the Lord well. And that includes keeping ourselves up as much as we can. You see, it's when you start letting pride sneak in that it's a problem. Haley, you always have to check to see if you care most about what God thinks of you. That's all that matters.
I know it is, but what about you? Don't you ever care what people think about you?
There was probably a time that I thought a lot about that, and I think I have reason, don't I?
What do you mean?
You're talking to Crazy Grace. This entire town thinks I'm insane, and most people have never even met me. No one but Mr. Key will come near my house.
And me.
And you. But admit it, if you hadn't accidentally run into me and Finn, would you have come down here on your own?
I don't know.
See? But it's all right. I've been a Christian for 32 years now. And yes, I have my own struggles, but I have learned time and time again where to place my trust. And my confidence.
In God.
Exactly right. Haley, God made you to be just who you are. He put your personality together and He wove gifts and treasures into who you are. And if you let Him, He will use them to His glory. You have to stop worrying so much about what people like Jessica and Jenny think of you and think more about what God thinks.
I know.
Remember the lilies of the field. And if God paints the grass of the field like that, how much more will He take care of you? And it's not just the outside that He clothes. It's the inside where the real beauty lies.
Yeah. Yeah, you're right. You're pretty smart, Grace.
Thank you.
I'm glad you're not crazy.
Me too.
Why aren't you guys eating it? Aren't you hungry?
Oh, it looks great, honey. We're just, letting our dinner settle.
Hey. Mikey never waits before he eats his dessert.
Well, if Michael weren't at football practice, son, I'm sure he'd be digging in.
Yeah.
Do we have to eat this?
Shh. I heard that. It's double chocolate Swiss cake, Brooke. That's one of your favorites.
But shouldn't we save some for Timmy? He can have my piece when he gets back from Aunt Kelly's and Uncle Peter's.
There's a whole cake here. You don't need to save your piece for him.
I'm sure Aunt Kelly and Uncle Peter fed Timmy. He went over there for dinner. Just try the cake.
I don't see you eating it.
I'm digesting my dinner first. I'm sure we'll all love it.
But I saw him making it.
Fine. Then don't eat it.
Look, we'll all try it, son. Just don't get angry, all right?
Did you get all the eggshells out of the batter before you cooked it?
I started over twice after you left. There was an accident with the blender.
And an incident with too much baking soda. Don't forget that one.
Brooke.
But why do you care, Haley? I'm sure this cake isn't on your diet.
What diet?
The 27-pound one.
Oh, yeah. I decided not to go on a diet. Pass the cake, please.
Really? You're over it?
Yeah, people really care too much about how they look, you know. Huh. Mm, wow, Justin, this is so good.
Really?
What did you say, Haley?
It's really good. No kidding. Justin, what did you put in here?
The only thing I did different than Mom was that I used hot chocolate mix. We ran out of sugar on my third try.
That's why it's so chocolatey.
Say, no, it really is good, Justin. You know, you should remember that, Mary.
I'll put it in the recipe.
Good.
But Haley, what did you say about looks?
Oh, well, I just decided that everyone's too worried about pleasing other people. And that God's opinion is the only one that really matters.
Well, this is a surprising change of heart.
Yeah, I'd say.
What do you mean?
Well, you've been so wrapped up in your looks lately, kiddo. We've been worried about you.
Well, the way I see it is that God made us to be exactly who we are. And we should be thankful for that and do the best with whatever he's given us. Can I have another piece of cake, please?
You finished your first piece already?
Raw peas and broccoli stems will do that to you.
I can't believe what a good cook I am.
Oh, Haley, I'm so proud of you. You're right on the money. God loves us unconditionally.
Right, and he wants us to love other people in the same way. I just hope that Jessica and Jenny figure that out, too.
Maybe seeing the change in you will help them. Did you give that lipstick back to Jessica?
Yeah, but are you sure I can't wear lip shine?
Hey, what happened to your new view of things?
I still like the way lip shine looks, though.
And you still aren't allowed to wear makeup.
Thank you.
Well, it was worth a shot anyway.
Nice try, Haley. Thanks for joining us today. And if you have anything you want to tell us, we'd love to hear from you. Please email us at gilead@cbhministries.org. Or you can write us at Gilead, P.O. Box 1, Grand Rapids, Michigan, 49501. In Canada, write us at P.O. Box 124, Maple Ridge, B.C., V2X7E9. Today's program, Food for Thought, was a production of CBH Ministries and was written and directed by Beth Klima. The creative consultant was Alicia Lynn. Our production engineers were Steve O'Dell and Andrew B., with music by Steve Wick. Our executive producer is Randy Heckman. And I'm Jacob, hoping you'll join us again next time down Gilead Lane.